Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I can hear you. Hello, how are you?
Morning. Good, how are you doing?
Okay, so my name is Heather Hale. I'm here talking with Luke Creasy. He graduated from Marshall University with a broadcast journalism degree with an emphasis in sports reporting. So Luke, you work for the Herald Dispatch, you write for them, and you write for the Wayne County newspaper, and you said you also work for HD Media. Can you tell me a little bit about what you do for them?
Yeah, HD Media is a parent company of several publications in the southern West Virginia area, all the way up into Charleston, West Virginia, the capital city as well. So they own probably, I would say, 9 or 10 different publications right off the top of my head. The Herald Dispatch in Huntington and the Wayne County News are two of those. And so I'm kind of a hybrid reporter between the two. I do a mix of sports and news reporting and keeps me busy.
Right. Well, that's good. Something's got to keep you busy right now. So you started in the newspaper industry whenever you came out of college, and something we're going to be talking about, which is going to be basically the topic of this interview today, is the past, present, and future of the newspaper industry. And since you're working in the industry, I figured you'd have some things to say about it. So it's basically the technology that's made these changes. So we can talk a little bit about the past. How do you feel like newspapers probably did a lot better back then, and why?
You know, back when newspaper first started, that was one of the only ways to get your news. That and radio were two of the primary ways. TV wasn't as popular back then before it came onto the scene. So newspapers were really the way to get your local news, and still are in many ways. You look at what some of the TV stations cover. A lot of that can focus on national news and everything like that. But if you go into newspapers, especially local ones, like the two publications that I write for, you know, you don't see a lot of Board of Education coverage in maybe traditional TV media coverage, or, you know, things like town council, city council. If it's minor, you know, a lot of those TV stations aren't going to go out there. But newspaper, the beauty of that is you have feet on the ground pretty much everywhere. In those small meetings that maybe the public isn't attending, but you know, you're still going to those meetings and reporting on what's going on. You know, if you transition into sports, you get kind of the same thing. You get people that are on, you know, on the ground, on the field, at the locations where stuff is happening. And it's been a reliable way to get news. It gets delivered to your front door, you know, if you have a physical subscription. And then, you know, a lot of things are shifting to digital now too, where you can have the access online. So, you know, throughout its lifetime, I think newspapers have been a really good way to get immediate local news that, you know, it's relevant for pretty much anybody who can pick it up and read it from that town.
Right. Newspaper is definitely better with local coverage. I think, though, the issue with time and the demand that people have with the news, usually when you pick up the newspaper, if it comes out on a Thursday, it's the news from that last week, you know. Mm-hmm. With smartphones, talking a little bit more about the present right now, with radio being introduced in the 1920s, that kind of shifted people away a little bit, and then TV in the 1940s really kind of made it a little bit different. But now we have smartphones, and I mean, you can look up whatever you want to know. You know, if there's news happening, people do that. So I'm thinking that with the smartphones and the technology, how it kind of weaned us off of newspapers anyways, how do you feel about smartphones and their impact with the demand, and how fast they can fulfill the need to people that would normally wait for newspapers, like you say? But it is more local. It's more pertained to those people, but they have to wait for it.
Yeah, I think when you talk about, you know, the advance in technology, you know, obviously some things, you know, if it happens, say at, you know, 3 o'clock on, you know, on a Wednesday afternoon, some people might not be able to wait to see that until Thursday morning. And so that's where a physical copy of the paper, you know, sometimes sees a little bit of downfall. But I mentioned earlier, so much of the coverage is being shifted to digital as well. And so when you have reporters who are, you know, at a crime scene. Maybe it's a shooting scene. As those reporters are getting information, a lot of that is regurgitated on things like social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, and even our own website. That smartphones are, you know, we have our smartphones out in the field, and we're using those to, you know, to get the information out there to people who may be getting their news on their smartphone. You know, it's not an unpopular way to get news right now. We sell more digital subscriptions than physical subscriptions anyway. A lot of our primary readership is online. And so, you know, a lot of the times when I'm writing a story, when I get ready to finish that up and my editor takes a look at it, it's automatically pushed online. Whether it's a, you know, small story about a Board of Education meeting, or, you know, if it's a big breaking news story, we have the ability to push that online and onto our different social media platforms. So you don't have to wait until the next day
You still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, it skipped there at the end, but I did get you. So yeah, right, that's good. So your newspaper is utilizing, you know, the online platforms and everything with still technology. Do you feel like, especially where you're working at, since you say they are using online platforms, in the future, do you think that newspapers will be able to adapt and maybe just go online as online sources? Because, you know, eventually people are going to say it's kind of obsolete to have a newspaper if everybody can get it online. Aside from those people who like to hold it in their hands, you know, there's always going to be those people that like physical books. Yeah. But do you feel like newspapers, just the business itself, are going to be able to transition and maybe just push straight online?
I think you're starting to see some of that, especially with some of the smaller papers. You know, for instance, you know, the Wayne County News, about a year and a half ago, the company printed that paper, you know, twice a week on Wednesdays and Saturdays. You know, as things change, the demand for that physical paper changes. And so then you see it drop back to a weekly. And so now that Wayne County News publication only runs once a week. But still throughout the week, we're pushing stuff online as it happens. And so, you know, if something happens, you know, if I'm writing about a game that happens on a Tuesday evening after we've already met our deadline, I'm not going to wait until next Wednesday to publish that story because it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense at that point. It's not timely. It's old. Other people have reported on it. And so, you know, I'm going to do my best to still push that story out that night. No, may not make the print edition, you know, still online on our website and available that way. So I think, you know, as the industry continues to change, because, you know, as much as it's changed in the past 10 years, we're going to see even more change than that, maybe in the next five. So you never really have a clear sight of what the future might look like for an industry like a newspaper. But definitely digital has become increasingly more popular as things have gone on. One of the biggest arguments, I guess, against getting a newspaper subscription is why would I pay for something that I can get for free? You know, a lot of the media outlets locally are covering some of the same things. If there's a deadly shooting, every media local media outlet is going to be there. If there's a big time decision made at the local government level or even state government, a lot of publications are going to report that. And some of those TV stations don't charge for their online access to some of their content. But, you know, I think the advantage you get when you compare a newspaper and the advantages of writing for a newspaper, you can go a little more in depth. You know, a lot of times with TV spots, you get maybe 30 to 60 seconds to tell a whole story, where it might take 4 minutes to read a newspaper article. Yeah, it's a little more time, but you also get a little more insight. You can hear from officials, their words written down, clearly stated. And so newspaper is a little bit advantageous in that respect too. You can break things down a little further. And so, yes, you can get the basic outline of a story for free in a lot of different ways. But the newspaper and some of the newspaper reporters, especially ones that I run into, have done a great job of really breaking those stories down and making it applicable at the local level.
Well, I mean, whenever you make it seem that way, it definitely, I can see more of the advantages to a print newspaper. I really focused more on just, it seems like people are really stubborn and like to hold things, like how people want books instead of audiobooks.
Yep.
But yeah, I suppose it's more thorough. It could be that way. You have a lot more room to write things down. It's like you said, not just a 60-second block. But real quick,
And that's not to say there's not limitations. I'm sorry. And that's not to say there's not limitations on you know, the space we have in a newspaper. Obviously, you know, a newspaper is only so big, and a lot of the deciding factors in deciding how big a paper is advertisements. And so, you know, as those change, the size of the paper might change. You know, here recently, during the coronavirus pandemic, we've been running with smaller papers just because a lot of the stuff that we're normally covering isn't really happening. A lot of those meetings have been canceled. Sporting events aren't happening. And so our paper shrunk a little bit during that time. But it still doesn't change the fact that we can go in depth a little more than maybe just a 30 or 60 second spot.
Right. Okay. Well, so just to reiterate who you are, this is Luke mm-hmm. Tracy here. My name is Heather Hale. I'm talking with him because he's working and writing for two different news publications right now, the Herald Dispatch and the Wayne County News. Luke Creasy graduated from Marshall University with a broadcast journalism degree with an emphasis in sports reporting. And we're kind of just talking about the newspaper industry and how it's evolved, where it might be going, his own experiences and what he sees. I mean, like you said, it is changing, you know, all the time. So since you're working there, I mean, you're seeing it right now. But so you're talking about the pandemic issues with it kind of changing the size of your paper and everything. And that can be an issue. At least you do still have the online platform, but you don't have that much to report on. But when we were talking about when you said people don't really like to pay for news, you know, because you mm-hmm. can get it for free. There's an issue with like fake news sites or, you know, just whatever. If we're not talking, they're looking at the TV, we're talking online browsing. That's really detrimental to the factual part of the news because everything seems to be fake news now. So, newspaper definitely makes it easier to not make the mistake, you know, like it comes from this piece of paper. There's not a million other sources, but, do you feel like the competition of the fake news, like, is it going to continue maybe? Or do you think that if things go more online, there's going to be some sort of, like, the fact-checking on Facebook? Do you know, like, how they put out some sort of thing where this is fake, this is not fake? How do you feel that the fake news is really going to impact this technology switch, like, even with the newspapers going online, if somebody doesn't find their article and clicks on one right above it, that might not be true. You know, how do you think that issue just in itself might worsen or get better?
You know, I don't think it changes because I think the whole fake news perception is based off a lot of what people's opinions are at the time. You know, the media isn't going to change anybody's mind about a lot of things. And that's just a given. You know, I've been accused of writing fake news myself, which it just kind of comes with the territory. You know, a lot of the people may not have the inside information that some of the media outlets do. They may not have, you know, direct access to the school superintendent or to the county commission president or to the governor or his people. A lot of the general public rely on the media to relay that information. I think sometimes where things can get confusing is you see some of these, you know, fake sites, satirical news sites, maybe like The Onion, that are, you know, can take one story and make a completely different headline. And then you have a lot of people that won't read past that headline and they take that as their news. I think a lot of the fake news perception isn't necessarily involved in the reporting of said news, but the reader's perception of maybe just not taking the time to click on the article. I know several people who have misread headlines and not clicked on the story And, you know, they developed this false perception of what that story might have entailed. You know, had they just clicked on the story, you know, taken their own time to do their own research, like some of these reporters have, then I think that conversation starts to shift a little bit. But, you know, as long as people aren't reading past the headlines, I'm not saying everybody does that, but I've seen a lot of that personally. You know, headlines are meant to grab your attention. They're not meant to, you know, keep on scrolling. And I think that's where you see some of the competition come in. As you know, so many people are reporting on one particular story, maybe three or four media outlets will have it at the same time. You know, how is your headline going to stand out and make, you know, the reader want to click on your headline and your link to read your story, versus another media outlet? So, you know, if you're not reading past that headline, sure, a lot of things can be misconstrued, and you can draw whatever you want from that conclusion based off the headline. And that's a dangerous thing when you have people who aren't as informed as they could be, making opinions and making claims about fake news.
Right. It definitely is a user issue. So it's
a lot of the time.
Yeah. People should really just be more thorough, but man, it causes a large problem because they run with those ideas. Yeah. But so let's talk a little bit about the future of the newspaper, in the sense of, do you think it's going to exist or do you think it's going to go away? Like, I'm talking physical newspaper. We discussed the idea of an online platform. Yeah. Let's talk about the physical newspaper. And if you do think it's going to fall out sometime, do you think it'll be 20 years, 40 years, 60 years, you know? Like, how do you feel? How fast do you think this might happen? Just a guess, you know, nothing, you know. 20 years, I'm not going to message you and say like you were wrong, but you know, just given the evolution of the industry, how long do you think a physical newspaper would probably like last?
That's a great question, Heather. You know, I mean, you look at where the newspaper started, where it is now, you know, there are less physical copies of the newspaper around now than there were 5-10 years ago. And I don't know that a physical newspaper can be sustained. I think you're going to see a generation, you know, now, even my generation, you know, it's been the start of the decline of selling physical copies. Everybody's getting their stuff online. And if everybody continues to get their things online, then, you know, you don't really have the support to keep a physical copy of the newspaper, you know, as they're being distributed all throughout your local community and the state. A large majority of our readership who have physical copies of the paper are age 55 and up. It's just the reality of the business. Those people, you know, grew up having a newspaper delivered to their home every day. That's what they knew. And so that's still kind of what they're familiar with and what they're comfortable with. This generation, you know, a lot of kids aren't getting the newspaper on their front door every day. A lot of people don't know anything but TV news. And so I think the more you start to see that, maybe, I don't know, maybe a couple decades down the line, maybe a physical newspaper won't be a thing anymore. But until it isn't a thing, I had a good friend who worked at the paper with me when I first started. He said, it's kind of like we're all on a sinking ship, but we're going to play the hell out of the last song while we go down. So we're going to have fun with it while we still have a physical copy of the newspaper. And if it comes to all digital, you know, there's still going to be local reporters out there writing the news that people need to hear, read, whatever.
Right. So no matter what, we'll definitely transition. And it's all up to the user. We'll just adapt to what everybody wants. But I really appreciate your time, Lou. Thank you so much for joining me.
No problem. Happy to do it.
Thank you. See you later.
See ya.